All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, people got Jackson Jobe thoughts. He's here for the stretch run, the call-up, the phenom, the fireballer, flamethrower. The latest addition for this young baseball team. And John, your question was, does anybody out there
have a concern
at all, given the pressure's mounting and they're switching something up? But this isn't really switching things up to me. This is taking another guy from AAA, who happens to have much better stuff than the other guys, and using him strategically.
At the AAA level.
Well, yeah. So Jobe, I think, had an ERA of 6 at the AAA level. But like, look at the ERA of a lot of these guys at the AAA level. They just, they called them up here, and they've been pitching out of their mind. I guess to me, we'd rather have Jackson Jobe or...
or the guys that have proven to get it done.
Well, these other guys who don't have the stuff.
But they've gotten it done. So that's the question, and I'm as excited to see Jackson Jobe as anyone. I wanted to see him earlier, before this whole run even started, and that's kind of where everything was. Like, you bring up Jace Young, you bring up Sweeney. Before that, you bring back Parker Meadows, Spencer Torkelson, and you're thinking, all right, let's just see what these guys have to see if they can be a part of the future. Well, I think they've answered that question. Maybe there's still some about Spencer Torkelson, but... it's all worked. And now, okay, yeah, are they going to continue to pull the right strings at the right time with Jackson Jobe? And I'm not even thinking about, you know, what if he comes in and he gets bombed, right, what that would mean for his psyche moving forward. I don't care about that, because it happens all the time to young pitchers when they come up. Like, it's an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only concerned about what it means for this team in a 6-game stretch, and their theory has worked. But it's worked with the guys over the past 6 weeks that have been doing it.
Herter, Hanafy.
Who?
Guntree.
Who?
John's mailman. Like, yeah. Jackson Jobe brings a pedigree, and I trust, and that's the key word here, trust the way they've handled this pitching staff to give them this chance. And I think, John, it is a foot on the gas move that we had been calling for. And you're not saying this is a bad move. You're wondering if anybody else out there has any level of apprehension.
What was the initial reaction? Because instantly I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to tweak anything right now.
Well, this gets us to your question, which is the credit question. This is the best team in baseball since August 10th. They're doing something miraculous that hasn't happened in over 50 years. A team this far back to make the playoffs in August. Who gets the most credit? Like, to me, I put it on AJ and Fetter. I really do, because I don't know that the players, as much as they deserve credit too,
they're the ones actually out there doing it.
But are they the guys that...
Actually hitting? Yes.
This feels like above their skill level. So I have to give the credit to the coaches putting them in the positions to excel in a way that they ordinarily wouldn't. That they weren't even succeeding at in AAA with the Mudhens.
I get that. That's why initially when I put the question down, I put players or coaches. But I think it goes even further than that, because it's the players that are actually coming through. Now, coaches have to put players in position to be successful. So they're setting them up for success, but then it's the players that actually have to go out there and do it and actually have to perform. Because then you could, I mean, if you're then broadening our horizons in what could possibly be the answer, because you could simply say Parker Meadows, and I don't think you'd be wrong. You could say Jace Young, and I wouldn't go that far, but he's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could say any number of the pitchers. You could just simply say, It's Tarek Skubal and his dominance.
That's only every fifth day. They've done this with two starters. Right. Like it's remarkable and almost inexplainable unless you just say it is that puppeteering happening in the dugout.
Or is it the guy that is actually calling him up? Is it Scott Harris?
This is happening.
Or is it the guy that put him there who's no longer here? Do we say his name? Mr. Avila.
Fruits of his labor.
And what are we going to give Matt Patricia credit for this too? John, as far as Scott Harris goes, okay, clearly.
Who drafted these guys?
Al Avila drafted Riley Green, Jackson Jobe, Spencer Torkelson, Jace Young.
Who brought in?
Tarek Skubal.
Parker Meadows.
Al Avila. Now, but hold on. There was not player development happening during the Avila tenure.
And that's why
I don't want to give him this credit that you're throwing out there.
I'm not throwing out the credit. I'm just asking the question.
Who rushed up Spencer Torkelson?
Avila.
Avila. Come on.
It's pronounced Avila.
John, don't do it. Don't
just
do it.
Asking the question.
It's like giving Matt Millen credit for taking Calvin. Okay.
Or Patricia and Quinn for drafting Ragnow. We did this bit.
Decker, too.
Okay. I agree with you. I am simply asking the question because when it comes down to it, it's I think there's only two right answers. It's either AJ Hinch and Chris Federer, or it's the players.
Greg, can we make this a poll question? And here's what I want the four choices to be. The players, Hinch, Federer, Scott Harris, and the last option is Avila / Patricia. Because it's the same argument. Will that get more than 1% of the vote? I think that's a fun little experiment that we can do. It'll get a troll vote, maybe a percentage.
Yeah.
But more than that, I don't know.
It'll get the Rieger vote.
I think it would get more than 1% of the vote, but let's leave it up to the people. If there was a fifth option, I would have thrown in Trey Burke's 3 versus Kansas.
Okay, as far as Scott Harris goes.
The winner of our Sweet 16? Yes.
As far as Scott Harris goes, he does deserve some credit for keen eye for talent, some player development that's happened under his watch that didn't happen under Al Avila. But the bulk of this run is not something that he was setting up for.
No,
they sold at the deadline, and I'm not blaming him for it. We all thought it was the right decision. They treated this season like it wasn't a playoff year. At no point did they put wood in that fire to really get the flames going.
So who's your vote?
It's AJ Hinch and Chris Federer.
All right. Mine is the players. Okay, shocker, I'm sure, for anybody.
John played the game.
No, I didn't play
not
this game.
Not baseball, but...
No. But It's the quintessential chicken or the egg.
I'm going with Martin Mayhew.
Why not put Avila / Patricia / any other GM that we want to throw under the bus? Millen. I mean, put him in there as well.
Your response is on Twitter, on the text, on the phones. We got calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Jackson Jobe and his fireballs are here for the final week of the season and potentially more. He can be on the playoff roster. Got to get in first. Who gets the most credit? And is there any nervousness of putting a rookie up in this spot? Let's get to John in South Lyon. John, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
So I think the players deserve the most credit here. I haven't watched every game, of course, but I feel like Hinch's managing style hasn't really changed much over the season, but now it's this new young core that we've called up. The players seem to be have found the next gear, and they seem to be either responding better to Hinch's managing or just playing better, so the managing Hinch has been doing is getting more results because the guys are just stepping it up so to kind of meet his expectations better.
Yeah.
Hinch hasn't changed, so they changed. Well, I think the bullpen has changed, though. Like, these guys here aren't the guys who were here all season long.
Right, but it's not just pitching.
The pitching's the biggest reason.
But it's also, and I just got the text from Coach Top, they're much better up the middle. Right, Cole Keith is better now than he was at the beginning of the year.
True.
Sweeney, as we have talked about, while he's not lighting it up at the plate, he is better at the plate than Javi Baez. And, I mean, you mentioned it the other day. Does he make that catch? in the ninth inning? Does Javi Baez make that catch or even get up from it? No.
No.
And Parker Meadows, Tom, you've been all over this. At center field, like, he has been dynamic.
He's taking away hits.
It's not
just the thrilling robbing home runs. There was one on Sunday, a double up the gap by one of Baltimore's hitters, and they showed him up close to hitter after, and you could tell he's just frustrated. Like, that's a hit, and it's not against him because of the deer that's out in center field. I'm telling you what, right now, guys, from a defensive standpoint, Parker Meadows is the best center fielder I've seen in my lifetime. So that goes back to nearly 50 years ago. So now I know there's guys from the 60s teams and stuff like that. I'm not lying. I know it's a small sample size. I've never seen a guy cover this much ground in my life.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Couple ticket texts. This one says, bottom line, the players need to perform. The manager can move players around like chess pieces, but they have to execute and not freeze. You can show Michael Jordan how to shoot a free throw. He still has to shoot the free throw. Sean at work. Texter says, I'd agree if it was two or three players, but it's the entire team. That's coaching. Like, I do think he's done a good job keeping them in the right mindset during this run, too. Because there's a tendency to get ahead of yourself, and they have not gotten ahead of themselves, even when we have wanted to. Hey, aren't you going to move Scooble up and get an extra star? Why isn't Job here? They've taken the right temperament, and I do think that's on AJ as much as the decision-making as well.
There's no question that his psychological approach, Hinch's psychological approach, has been a major benefit of keeping this team, keeping their perspective.
And baseball's a mental game. Couple more ticket texts. Credit Crazy Puffs for the turnaround. It's actually surprisingly really good. Texter says, I give credit to the witch doctor that AJ must have gone to visit at some point during this stretch.
Yes.
I had someone reach out to me and suggest we get a witch doctor on the show to explain how this stuff actually happens. I don't know if you'd be open to that. Might be terrible radio, or it could be great. But he had to go to some kind of voodoo. Like, Joe Boo is now Job. Like, there's too many similarities here.
Witch doctor school.
Witch doctor
school. Yeah. Isn't that down in Springfield?
Credit to Ken Holland. Didn't he say it takes 10 years? Put Ken Holland on the poll. 10 years. It's been 10 years since the playoffs. Yeah. What else?
This is why I always say, let it play out.
Oh, come on. This guy.
I mean, is there a better example
than this? Scott Harris calculated the Tigers were not a playoff team in this offseason. And every move he's made since has been done to prove he was right. This run was done in spite of Scott Harris. He gets no credit and should probably be fired for malfeasance on the ticket text. Okay, nobody's firing Scott Harris.
No.
Not even me.
Not even you, who's asking to take back one of the strikes within the next 6 days.
I do think that text, though, is largely correct, that this was not the plan. Scott didn't plan for the playoffs. He made moves that were not about making the playoffs this season. This was done in spite of the decisions that he made.
But they didn't block any of the bats.
Yeah.
And now the bats are, I wouldn't say ultra productive, they're very opportunistic.
Okay, how about this point? Scott Harris sets the roster. Javi Baez was on the roster for the most part of this season. And when Javi disappeared, this team went on a run. So what if Scott didn't have Javi Baez on the roster for most of the season? Is that a fair critique?
No.
No?
They had...
Who had to what?
Jim, you're buying out a guy for $98 million before the season?
If I'm worth...
That's unreasonable in sports.
Yeah.
That's just, you're being unreasonable. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's ever done that in the history of sports. I think that... I do not think he should be on this team next year. You're at the halfway point of the contract. You've given him every chance you can. And I do just think it makes no sense for him to be here. I'll say this about Javi being gone. People, nobody in that clubhouse or the manager is going to throw him under the bus, okay?
No, of course.
His presence, okay? They started getting hot in, what, the 10th or so of August?
Yes.
Then they went to the Little League Classic.
Yep.
And they had that big win. And they have said that this was somewhat of a turning point for us.
Yep.
And then they let Javi play in Chicago. Respect. You know? Right after that, he's gone. Seems a little fishy to me. And it seems a little coincidental.
Yeah.
Trey Sweeney's better.
Oh, yeah.
We never thought that he would... He was a throw-in in this trade.
It's why I did say the thing you can give Harris credit for, eye for talent. Sweeney was not a throw-in in that deal, as he was discussed at the time. He's been an addition that's helped this baseball team.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Monday, if they make the playoffs, Monday is going to be a very special edition of the Costa and Jansen show.
Okay. Why is that?
We might see the removal of strike two.
Yes.
We might have a special guest on the show.
Ooh.
Ticket Texter says, beware, you guys are declaring the playoffs already. Three big games coming up. Tampa's won 4 in a row, 7 of the last 10. Let's see what happens first before we start planning the playoff rotation.
Yes, I don't disagree with that, but we are allowed to enjoy the moment. And part of enjoying the moment is the fact that they are right now controlling their own destiny.
Ticket Texter says Chris Spielman's hands are clearly all over this roster. Anyone with eyes can see it. Who deserves credit?
I do like on Twitch here. I just turned it back on, and I think Chris Villar may have given a nickname.
What did he say?
Jackson Fireballs Job.
I don't think it's going to catch on, but none of this has made sense. Sure.
If he's going to come in as a reliever, you could have, I don't know the name of the
Fireball.
Song. Yeah. That could be his walk-up music.
Sure. We're workshopping this on the fly.
Why not?
Let's do it. Get back to the phones. Matt in Sterling Heights, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm sitting here. I know you guys are being cheeky with comparing Avila to Mayhew or Millen, but just a quick one. None of the players that Millen or Mayhew drafted were here when the Lions started winning. Almost the entire roster is made up of people Avila drafted that are now everyone's cheering for. So I know that you can't admit you're wrong when you chase a guy out of town when he was set up to fail from day one, but hopefully he's sitting somewhere laughing and smiling at what's going on. The other thing, too, you might want to compare him instead to Yzerman. Because when Yzerman was in Tampa, he drafted a lot of players, but they never won anything when he was there. But now everyone gives Yzerman the credit for building Tampa, for building up the Lightning. It's the same thing Avila did here. Sure, he signed some crummy free agents, whatever, but the group that people are cheering for all came from that guy, and I hope he's laughing at everybody.
John is shrugging, and Tom is saying, hang up on this man, silence him, get him off the radio. I don't think we're comparing it, as cheeky as we were being, we're not comparing Avila to Mayhew. We're comparing him to Bob Quinn, right? Because that was the whole bit. Bob Quinn drafted the majority of this offensive line, yet people aren't giving Bob Quinn credit for this. They're giving Holmes and Campbell credit for this. The guys who took what they were given and got more out of them, right? That would be the argument for Scott Harris and some player development. It's certainly the argument for A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter and this pitching staff. They get the credit.
I guess we don't hold a Justin Verlander trade against this guy anymore.
Right.
I mean, that return's so awesome. I love all the guys from that trade that's helping this team. I mean, that only delayed this 3 years.
Significantly.
It did. I mean, seriously, but the Justin Verlander trade is probably is truly probably the worst trade in Detroit sports history when you think about it.
I don't disagree.
But, you know, let's give that guy
and
credit.
And the worst free agent signing in the history of Detroit sports. I would argue that that... Well, 100% that's Javi Baez.
The worst trade in the worst free agent. But good way to go, Al.
Yeah. Woo! I was going to say, it's Javi and it was Jordan Zimmerman. People forget about that deal. That was terrible. Both of them were Al Avila signings. When he was given the chance to spend, he whiffed pretty epically both times.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.